I'm Alethea Bites, and you're listening to This Week in L.A. Coming up in an L.A. theater this week, Torera at Outside in Theater, September 4th through the 30th. Let's read this website synopsis from the website. Torera is a powerful play about a young Latina woman who dares to step into the bullfighting arena in Yucatan, Mexico, confronting tradition, identity, and legacy, intimately portraying Elena Maria Ramirez's path to becoming her truest self, an empowering and poignant tale steeped in cultural tradition, class struggle, and the defiance of a patriarchal society. Torera premiered in the Alley Theater in Houston, Texas, and is now receiving its second ever production in the U.S. for its Los Angeles debut, boldly blending traditional structure with emotionally raw storytelling and movement. The play challenges audiences to consider who gets to occupy public, cultural, and ritualistic spaces, and at what cost. Torera stands as a passionate roar of identity, legacy, and visibility written by one of the most exciting voices in contemporary American theater, as Elena proves to be a much more skilled fighter than Tanakh, who ever anticipated. A fierce competition unfolds between them. Family legacy, tradition, class, and gender all collide, creating tension and driving them towards a final confrontation. In this heartfelt exploration of ambition and identity, the question remains, who will rise and who will fall? This is an interesting piece. Sounds like an interesting piece. Again, it's going to be at Outside Theater in theater, September 4th through the 30th. And yeah, it's challenging. It's a show that's challenging traditional roles in a sport or something like that. And I can definitely relate to that, where sport, if you follow me for a while, sport I really identify with and I love very much is sumo wrestling. And there's still, this is a sport that's steeped in a lot of tradition and culture. And there's still, especially in the pro circuit, because of religion and history, women still can't compete in the dojo. Things have changed quite a bit, though. Women can compete in international sumo wrestling and all that stuff like that. But because of history and religion and different stuff like that, women still can't compete, even if they are really, really good, can't compete in a pro or in a, like, in that traditional pro because of history and stuff like that. And I can relate to that and hearing that, and also hearing this as how bullfighting has traditionally been very much a sport for men, and in that history, that cultural history in Spain and all that. So it's interesting as time goes by, and women, you know, grow up in the society, and they really respect culture and stuff like that. And these interesting stories about the push and pull of culture, history, and what's going on with that. So this could be a really interesting piece. Possibly I'll make it. Who knows? I try to make as much as I can. Can't make everything. But this one sounds interesting. Sounds like something that might be up my alley. So you might be seeing a review from Torera in the next couple of weeks. But that's going on again at Outside in Theater, September 4th through the 30th. All right, well, let's move on to the next show. This one here, this is a long, if you're really into L.A. theater, the Fountain Theater is one of the older theaters that's been going on for decades and decades. So it's a mainstay in L.A. theater. I've seen plenty of shows at this theater. It's small, it's intimate, but they get really creative with it. And you can see some really, really quality material at the Fountain. I've definitely seen some good stuff there. The show that's coming up very soon at the Fountain is Fly Me to the Moon at the Fountain Theater. It's coming out September 3rd through October 12th. And from the website, let's see what the show is all about. While producing and recording his late night variety show, BQ, along with his DJ brother, discovers both beauty and the flaws of the American dream through the eyes of their Salvadorian grandmother. Puppets, music, and live camera magic all swirl to create this unique and timely theatrical adventure. All right, so looks like it's going to be puppets, music, and it's a family kind of dramatic story. I didn't really get too much about, like, what's going on, but you definitely have the Salvadorian cultural side of this show. And so, and you got a DJ, so there's probably some kind of it's music, culture, and puppets are always fun. That sounds up your alley. That's going on very soon at the Fountain Theater. All right, moving on. We've got Pasadena's very own A Noise Within. That's like one of the bigger theaters in Pasadena. It's quite big. They put on some large-scale productions that, if you make it down to the Pasadena area, quite a popular and a bigger spot in L.A. You could also find, obviously, the Pasadena Playhouse, the California State Theater over there as well. The show they're putting on right now is One Man, Two Gullivers at A Noise Within. It's August 31st through September 28th. So it may have already started a little bit already, but most likely just previews. So it's going to be starting pretty much this week and coming weeks if you want to check this one out. And the synopsis reads, a fast-paced, laugh-out-loud farce set in the 1960s, Brighton, England. Tony Award, One Man, Two Governors follows Francis Henshaw, a down-on-his-luck man who finds himself working for two bosses at the same time without either of them knowing. As he scrambles to keep up the act, comic chaos, confusion, and hilarious misunderstandings unfold. Packed with a physical comedy, quick wit, and a live scuffle band, this modern take on based on Golodini's masterpiece, Servant of Two Masters, is a wildly fun night at the theater. Now, obviously, I didn't review this. This is all coming off the website. Who knows if it's a wonderful night of theater? You don't know until you go. That's the mystery and the excitement of live theater. You never really know. But it, you know, as farces go, it sounds like a funny combination of misunderstandings. And if you don't have a misunderstanding, you don't really have a farce. You know, people that love farce, I love farce, you're probably going to love stuff like Curb Your Enthusiasm and this kind of stuff. So if you're a Curb fan or any of that kind of stuff, farces are probably right up your alley. And I'm a big fan of farces. I thought they had a really good production of Noise Within at the Geffen not that long ago. And it's a really fun farce where it's like meta and all that stuff. So quite good. And, you know, there's quite a bit of all of other, there's a lot of sexy farces and this kind of stuff. All right, well, so moving on. I'm actually set to review this one soon, so look out for Goldfish at the Nest. It runs September 5th through September 28th, 2025. And the website says, Albert is a highly intelligent, independent, and college-bound. Tuition is delayed. Albert's dad is an irresponsible gambling addict who spends his last laundry quarters at the track. Lucy is a privileged young woman living to rebel against whoever it is she thinks her mother wants her to be. Margaret, Lucy's mother, is a functioning alcoholic whose thoughts are relics of time she refuses to discuss. Albert and Lucy are finally free, and so they find each other. Ooh, so yeah, this is a rebellious teenager piece of finding themselves, and there's a lot of dysfunction and these kind of things. So you know, oh, you know, Next to Normal without the music, and you know, you could just keep going on the list of all the different things. Heathers without the music, just all these pieces, and you know, so a lot of drama going on here, and I'm gonna be going to see it, and we'll see how the writer put this together, and you know, could be an interesting piece. However they decided to put it on. This will be my first time at the Nest, so I don't really have any information to tell about this theater. But it's going to be exciting to experience a new theater. I'm always excited to see a new space. And moving on. If anybody knows anything about the Nest, maybe you can mention it in the comments. Moving on, Avenue Q, a show I know quite a bit about because I've seen it. Definitely almost more times than I have fingers on my hands. It's a very popular show, and there's a reason for why it's so popular. It's really funny. It's got a lot of jokes that crack you up. You know, I don't know if they crack me up anymore because of all the times I've seen it, but they cracked me up quite a few times, and you know, I think you can definitely, for its time in history, when it first came out, it was definitely something that was out of the box and very subversive. I don't know if it's as subversive as it used to be, but that's the case with a lot of comedy or anything that's aged. But it's still quite relevant, I would say, to an extent. And it's going on at the Gym Theater in Garden Grove, if you want to make your way down to Orange County. This theater does a lot of musicals, so musicals is right in their ballpark. And let me just read you what they said on their synopsis. Backed by popular demand and critical acclaim, Avenue Q is returning to the Gym Theater for a second run. This hilarious, irreverent, and heartwarming musical brings a unique mix of puppets and live actors to the stage, offering a fantastic music. Avenue Q tackles everything from career and relationships to finding your purpose in fun and relatable ways. Don't forget this show is rated for audiences 13 and older, so bring your sense of humor. Don't miss the chance to laugh, sing, and fall in love with Avenue Q all over again. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, you definitely can do. I've fallen in love all the time with it. So, and you know, as much as, I mean, you could watch a show. That's the wonderful thing about theater. You can watch a show over and over and over again, you know. But if a team really gets creative with it and puts effort into it, it could be like watching that show for the very first time. And I know for a fact, after 11 years of theater viewing, I've experienced that way too many times to never ever have any judgment about stepping into a show I've already seen. Because when I do, that's when I get surprised. And I'm like, oh, well, I should have never judged that. And, you know, I never try to do that either. You always want to go into your show, whether you've seen a show before 5 times or 100 times, you're always going into the show doing your best to, like, this is the first time you've ever seen a show. You want to judge every show independently, no matter how many times you've seen a show at the end of the day. So moving on to the next, and one of our last things on the list, Rogue Machine, latest offering, Tim Vulnerable's Adolescent Salvation, playing September 6th through October 12th. This show is, theater, Rogue Machine Theater, which was, I saw years ago, was they actually used to put productions on in Venice, but now they are, and they've been for quite a while, been on Melrose in the fashion district of Melrose on that street. It's a really trendy, fashion-centric area of L.A. So it's a fun spot. You know, finding parking isn't the easiest in that spot, but that's about it. It's a cool, chill spot. They got a lot of nice restaurants. You can get a sub. There's some food spots and operations over there. But my favorite thing there is, there's some other theaters as well, but this one definitely puts on some very interesting pieces in L.A. And some of my favorite I think I've seen this year. They put on some really good productions as well. And if you had a chance to see Tim's previous show, Babyfoot, and that came out about a year ago about substance abuse. Some of the best performances I had seen all the year last year. It was about three actors, if I remember correctly. It was largely just a two-actor kind of production. These two actors, Hope Lauren and I'm trying to remember the other name, the other actor. He was amazing. They were both amazing, and just this romantic back and forth. Man, I have to look this name up, because this actor was amazing last year. Can't keep this all in my head. I'm sorry. It's just I watch too many shows every year. I had to write notes and all this stuff to remember all this stuff. I remember the good stuff, but it's just, you know, it's a lot, you know. So, Daniel Doerr and Hope Lauren, just amazing in the show called Babyfoot. If you got to see it, intimate theater up in there. They have two spaces. They have a bigger space downstairs in Rogue, but they have an upstairs space which is a lot smaller, a lot more intimate, and that's where they did it. And it's like the actors are like right there. There's moments where they're like so close you can hear the guitar playing and it's like right next to you, you know. So it was, that was a really phenomenal show. But I'm getting off track. I'm getting off track. So this show coming up is called Adolescent Salvation. And over the course of one night, through a haze of tequila, texting, and Taylor Swift, we've all been there. Three teenagers banter, bicker, and push each other to the edge of danger with consequences that could prove lethal. Man. Yeah, so this is going to be another tough one, another dark one. Teenage angst, and, you know, and we'll see what's going on there. I'll possibly make it down there. We'll see what happens with my schedule. If I don't make it down there, maybe Matthew, our other reviewer, can make it down there. Anyways, this was our first ever show of This Week in L.A., and if you liked it, please let us know. If I missed any upcoming shows this week, and I know I did, let me know in the comments. Post it in the comments. I'm going to post this video up so you guys can add whatever I missed. I'm sure I did. There's a lot of shows that are upcoming, coming into LA. And if you like the show, let me know. We'll continue this. We're going to make this a weekly thing. Anyways, thank you for coming up. And thank you for supporting LA Theater.